The words of our text are written in the book of John in chapter 15, verse 16. Whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give you. The account of the Canaanite woman in the Bible who came to Jesus and begged him to help her daughter who was sick is perhaps familiar to us all. She came and begged Jesus to help, and Jesus at first didn't grant her plea, but when she persisted and said, "Please help me," finally he said, "Woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto you as you request." This woman is an example to us of what it means to pray in the proper way. The Bible says that the prayers of a Christian accomplish much when they are fervent. But what type of a prayer does Jesus promise to hear? Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that he will give you. Those words, in my name, are important, significant words. And we can understand their meaning when we think of what the opposite of praying in Jesus' name is. In other words, praying in your own name. And an example of a person who prayed in his own name was a Pharisee who came to the temple and prayed when the publican was there too. And he thanked God that he was better than that publican and told God about his own accomplishments. The person who prays in Jesus' name prays in this manner: Dear Father, I'm not worthy to come before you with my pleas. I have not deserved your goodness and mercy, but I dare come before you because I trust in your Son, Jesus Christ. I come before you assured of the fact that my sins have been forgiven because your Son died for me, took all my sins for his own, and earned forgiveness for me. And so I come before you praying in his name. The words, whatever you ask the Father, are significant words too. They don't mean that we can ask the Father for sinful things, things that he has forbidden us to enjoy or to use. But he wants us to pray for the things that he has promised to give us. And when we pray for those things that he has specifically promised to give us, then we can pray unconditionally. But when we pray for matters that he hasn't specifically promised to give us, then we always say, "Thy will be done." For instance, when we pray for the gift of health, and when we pray in Jesus' name, we are assured of the fact that the Father hears our plea and that he will give us whatever is for our good at the proper time. God help us to follow the words of our text, to pray in faith in Jesus, confident that he hears us, not because of what we have done, but because of his mercy and his love for us. Amen.